Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
How for a moment, it sounded like you were co-piloting that same plane. Hi.
Not exactly.
Where are you?
I'm in Chandler, Texas, George. How are you?
Okay, welcome to the show. Thanks.
My name's Paul. We've spoken before, I believe. The last time, I think it was in reference to an incident involving an inverted van out in an area just outside of Louisville.
Okay.
I know that you've never seen a UFO at point-blank range.
Never.
And neither have I. And I've seen lights in the sky, but nothing that I could directly identify. And as you may recall, I'm a photographer, and that was a lot of the reason I went into photography. But in 1971, in this same area that I was telling you about, just northeast of Louisville, that was so famous for paranormal activity, partner and I went out. It was late fall, either the end of October or 1st of November, to do a little sky watch. And there was a old rock quarry that was about 10 or 15 square miles, hadn't been used in years and years. And there was a lot of the old rock crushing towers, and we were going to climb one of these things for a vantage point just to get clear of the ground clutter where we could see. It was crystal clear that night. And we were separated maybe about 25 or 30 yards just walking, and the landscape there was kind of like the landscape of the moon. I mean, you know, up and down, and no foliage, nothing like that, just loose gravel.
Yeah.
And I walked up, and this is what started my whole interest in paranormal activity. I walked up over kind of a dune, just maybe 10 or 15 feet high, and when I went over the top of this thing, I was looking dead at what I believe was a gray alien. I mean, face to face, less than 10 feet.
Now, describe him a little bit. Same typical thing, the big head, long arms, big eyes?
Yeah, between four and a half foot and 5 feet tall. And I'd like to tell you some hero story about what I did, but I'm going to tell you what I did. I froze. I was absolutely terrified. I looked this thing in the face, and I knew absolutely that it was nothing that I had ever seen in my entire life. And my opinion was nothing that was of this earth. For one thing, it was turned slightly away from me, and when it moved more like an insect or a snake, almost jointless. And I just simply couldn't move. I was terrified, but I wanted to move. And what I ended up doing was I screamed. I guess it was a reaction.
I don't blame you.
Well, I just screamed to the top of my voice. I mean, I screamed. And I moved towards it, not away from it, but towards it. And when I did, it turned, and it scuttled off. And when I say scuttle, I mean it had that type of locomotion. It was very, very fast.
Is it like it slithered away?
Almost like it was on all fours. And my friend heard me scream, and he came running. And you could hear this thing going. He tried to catch it, and he was very fast, very athletic. And you could hear this thing running for a good 25 or 35 yards. Now, immediately, I went down. I suppose the response would be called a xenophobic response.
Sure.
And I threw up.
Well,
I absolutely threw up.
Look, well, you have nothing to be ashamed of. That happens.
Well, it did happen to me, and I was unable to do anything. I mean, I was down on the ground for maybe 5 or 10 minutes. I mean,
you're lucky you didn't die of a heart attack or something, for crying out loud.
Well, I was young and strong, and I don't think that was a thing, but it's just a profound effect. I mean, I broke out in a cold sweat. I shook so hard that I couldn't stand up.
Did you see a craft in the area?
No, sir, I did not. I think I surprised this thing.
What was it doing when you popped up on it?
It seemed to be just standing there. And like I said, it was looking slightly away from me, and I think I actually surprised it.
It didn't have any equipment with it? It didn't have a suit on? Nothing like that?
If it had a suit, the suit was so tight it looked like skin. And, of course, it was under moonlight. It was about a three-quarter moon, and it appeared to be a kind of a uniform gray, but you can't tell colors at night. But the eyes, those eyes have been in my head for 30-some years.
And you would think that it was then as afraid of you as you were it?
George, I think that it's a weapon. either they project fear or fear is a weapon. And I think what startled this thing is I broke away from it. I broke out of
the mold,
the paralysis. And I mean, I was just absolutely paralyzed. I couldn't move. I wanted to move so bad, either towards it or away from it. And when I finally broke out of whatever this was, I moved directly towards it.
And that's when it took off.
That's when it took off.
Now, you said you saw it was standing up when you saw it, but when it took off, it went on all fours?
It went down on all fours, kind of like an ape, but the thing that was so revolting, so repulsive, was that it moved in a manner that is not like a human being, as if its joints were either plastic or in a different place.
And that probably is what freaked you out.
Well, I think the eyes are what freaked me out, because that and the way it turned when I came up on it, I mean, it had a sinuous type of motion, again, like an insect or a reptile, not rapid, or not jerky, but very rapid.
What do you think now as you sit back? Do you think it was extraterrestrial?
Well, I don't know where it came from, George. I just don't think it came from this Earth. I mean, I'm 52, and I've studied this stuff since I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
I never expected to see anything like that, and it's driven me to spend a lifetime in pursuit of this. I always wanted to get a photograph of a UFO down to the nuts and bolts in front of my camera.
Oh, absolutely.
Never have been able to do it.
No, not yet. Is your buddy still alive, the one who was
No,
with
unfortunately,
you?
He died accidentally. He was a very close friend back in the 70s.
Did you two very quickly ever talk about this afterwards?
Oh, we talked about it quite a bit. He just barely caught sight of it, what he couldn't believe. I'm 6'4", and I weighed around 225 then, and I was quite an athlete. And this guy was 6 foot and maybe 210 pounds, and he was just a very good runner. Ball player, had a quick 100-yard run.
And he just couldn't catch it. That is unbelievable. Thank you for that story. That is incredible.